Blog Talk Radio.
Old Kentucky hillbilly, that's all we know what to say when you get in something like this. Wow. Wow, I am joined in the presence of the Lord. You know, it's kind of like, how many has ever heard of Jaron Davis? Anybody ever heard of Jaron Davis? I think one of my favorite songs written was Holy Ground. The first verse, as I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was the place, Brother Simba, where his love abounds, for this is the temple. Jehovah God abides here. I know we're the temple, but I'm going to tell you what, I could feel the presence of the Lord when we walked in this place. We are standing on holy ground. You know it, sing it with me. And I know that there are angels all around. So let us pray. Let us pray. The second verse too. You see in his presence there is joy. It's beyond all measure. And that his feet on our knees, a peace of mind, it can still be found. Can still be found. I like this. He said, if you have a need, my child, I'll always have for you an answer. Boy, aren't you glad of that today? All you have to do is reach out and claim it. For child, you're standing right here on the home. We praise you.
Hallelujah, bless your name. So let us pray. For we are standing, we are standing. Whatever you have need of, ask, because we're in his presence right now. For we are standing in presence. On hold. Give him a hand clap of praise.
Sometimes you want to pause a little bit, rather, and to thank God for how he, how the Spirit can usher in. You know what I'm talking about, brother?
Yes, sir.
Just sit still for a minute and hear the melody of that song, knowing that we are on, somebody said, what you talking about? You are on holy ground. I really believe the Bible, man. I truly believe in the Bible. Good morning, Reverend. I really believe.
Good morning.
I really believe that God has really resided with us. He has came in, Reverend, and look what he did, Reverend. He gave us another day.
Yeah.
Another day. It was nothing. You best believe me. It was nothing on yesterday was so great to allow him to have us in this midst today. He gave some
That's
people
right.
traveling. They came to Texas to do some racing. He gave them travel days and go on. I don't know the whole scope of it. You know, I'm just speaking in advance. There's no one to get hurt. You know, what little I know, that God covered them going and coming. Even there, some throw their stuff on the corner side of it, you know, and some just went there just to wave their hand sometimes. But Reverend, I don't care how much we owe God a lot, man.
Yes, sir.
I've learned something,
yes,
Reverend. We owe him to try to search out our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says search your salvation out, man. Each one of us had to search our salvation out. We can, I
yes,
can tell
sir.
You this, and you don't have to believe in me. Everything you hear from me, I'm not going to put this on River. He can do it if he wants to. But if I say something that you disagree with, you can hit that one button. We'll try our best to allow the Spirit of God to help you to
That's
understand
it.
That we'll try the kingdom building. That's all we're doing. We lifting up the kingdom. We learned it too many times. I've been on this thing just a short time, Reverend. Too much time that we try our best, and sometimes our best ain't good enough. You hear what I mean? But then some folks are sitting there waiting on you to make a mistake or say something wrong, sitting there just waiting to see what you're going to say. But I'm telling you this here. I've learned this in a short time, Reverend, that if you keep opening this mouth, I don't care how much you're going to say something wrong one time. But I'm asking you, when you do repent, if you have to tell somebody, I'm sorry, repent. Don't be so prideful that you can't tell nobody that you could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, Reverend, we're not going to hold long, Reverend. We're not going to force this thing on nobody, or we're going to come in love. I'm telling you, man, I had a beautiful weekend. I was with my family, you know, my wife's side, her brother and her sister, her kids, and his kids, and all our grandkids. We went out and had a good time, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We enjoyed up
yeah.
there. And it's refreshing, man, that, you know, God bless. I put it that way. He blessed.
Amen.
So I thank God for the fellowship with my family this weekend, Reverend. You know, I told them we need to plan this more often, that family come together. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes family come together. Some family probably talk to each other. And I've been into some family reunion where people still holding grudges now for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Talk mm-hmm. to each other. Man. I told them, I said, we want to break that. If it's anybody have a problem with one another in here, we need to ask for forgiveness. Both sides.
Yes, sir.
We got to quit this because it'll go down to them kids. It'll go down to their kids. And so long, 50 years went by, and somebody said, well, Mama, why you don't talk to her? Because my great-grandmama told us, they said this side of the family wasn't this and that. We didn't know nothing about all that. You know, so now you're in prison on
mm-hmm.
babies, you know, talking about rather. So
yeah.
I don't know, this might not help nobody over here, but I just say, if you got a problem with somebody, man, it's not that serious, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't know. After the death is judgment. We're going to be judged
yes,
by some things that God's going to look at. It. I don't care how cute you say it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. He offended me. So you offended Jesus every day.
Every day.
Every day. You know, we offend him every day. We did, even watch this here. Even old preachers offended him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said a calling, a title, and calling ain't nothing. That's because you don't respect God.
That's right.
You can fix your mind and say a calling, and someone is calling and teaching God, preaching God, where it's nothing. You don't respect God because he would have never put it in place. Hey, I know I'm right about it. This might be the wrong day for me to be talking. Let me talk to you, Reverend.
Ooh.
Can you pray for the ministry this morning, man?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Our Father, which in heaven, we thank you, Father. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us. We set aside that we come and reason in thy word. We ask you to consecrate mm-hmm. our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, Father God, let us not be spectators, Father God, and vultures coming to see what can be devoured. But, oh, Father God, let us come with open hearts and let you, oh, Father God, let your spirit reign here. You're welcome here, Father God. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will, Father God. Oh, deliver whom you will. Give strength to the weak, understanding to those that come seeking to hear from you, feed us, Lord. Hallelujah. Feed us, Lord. We'll be fed. Teach us. We will be taught. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Praise God. I'm opposed to things. And I really are. There's some things that some of us as believers, sometimes you think we should be past that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
When we deny Christ, remember? When we deny Christ, don't you know when you deny Christ, you deny all the benefits?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
Remember, you deny all the benefits when you deny Christ. When are you
mm-hmm.
acceptable to something that separates you from God, right?
Mm.
It caused God to look at us different because if nobody else that knows the word of God should never walk away from it. Someone say, I'm not walking away. I get to do this and that and that. But when you put it down for pleasure, help me out. When you put it down for pleasure, you don't know when God's going to come. No man knows the hour when God's going to come. So Peter had a problem one day, Reverend.
Who?
Peter had a problem.
Oh, right.
And one of the problems, one year, because he didn't, he was so eager, Reverend. He wanted to do something for Jesus. He wanted to be the one that we call the outspoken prophet, you know, the apostles at that time. You remember, Reverend, he got up there real quick. We read the other day that Jesus had told him to go to the side of the seashore. He'll meet him on the other side. Someone saw some person, some spirit walking on the water, and Jesus was one of the ones they saw, and Peter asked, "Did it be you bid me to come on, Reverend? Can I come on the boat?" And notice that the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing so hard, man, they couldn't navigate. They're some pretty good captains, you know what I'm talking about? Because we found that it was at the fourth watch, you know, and at that fourth watch, he was nursing the ship, and everybody woke up at that time because it was a different wind going on. They never been through this turbulence, but they saw Jesus from a distance. And when they saw this, he asked him, come on. As long as Peter had his focus on Jesus, he didn't know he was stepping off on a boat and onto water. Oh, I know him right about it. Because you know he was wet. He felt all the surrounding part of that. But knowing that if he kept his eyes on Jesus, he literally walked on the water. Now, you don't have to believe it. I believe it.
All right.
You don't have to believe it. I believe it. I believe he got off that boat and took two or three steps and saw where he was at and saw all this wind and saw all this water, and he said, what have I done? You don't know my brother. And he saved me. And immediately Jesus saved him. But one thing Jesus said, he said, you had a little faith. But he had some faith, though, to jump off that boat and start going towards us. So I want to tell you, this is that same Peter we're going to talk about today. Same Peter. Over here, Luke. Somebody been in church a little bit. They call it St. Luke. Is that where I'm in the book? St. Luke.
That's it. St. Luke.
Chapter 22.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be long. Rev might take it over if I can't get it out. Watch this here. Blue. Yeah, huh? Chapter 22. I want to start the verse up prior from that, you know what I'm talking about, because Peter had some things on him at that time. And being known that Peter had some things on him at that time, when you are trying to see folks, see, church folks, the really people that go to church, the people that know the protocol and how the church is supposed to be ran, the physical church, you understand me, Rev? They know how it's supposed to be ran, know the protocol, probably know how they're going to say this and say that. Allow me to say this here so we can get out of here. But allow me to say this with love, that this might not work in your church. You know, we're not forcing nobody. This might not work in your church, but generally, this will work in a lot of churches if you keep your focus on Jesus. If you keep your mind, heart, focus on the Jesus, and you allow him to lead you. Watch it. I find out, Reverend, that we are the temple of the Lord. Now, stop me when I'm wrong, Reverend. I don't care. Anybody can stop me. We are the temple of the Lord. Wherever you are, you are representing of Christ. You're a representative of the church if you call yourself separate him as the Lord of your life. Now, whether how you choose to do it and you think you're doing it the right way, only you and God are going to have that conversation at the end of the day. No one else can. They can try to send you to hell, they can try to send you to heaven, but you'll be the only one God has to say over there. Now, watch this if we run, Reverend. I want to say this again. Luke, chapter 22. Now, I want you to see what he did, Reverend and sister and brother, where God was speaking to, when Jesus was speaking to Peter. Look what he said. He said in verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray for thee that thou faith faileth not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I want to go somewhere. I teach slow, man. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying my best to express it. I want you to know Peter was one of the ones that really was God used. Everywhere he went, Jesus went, he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he took them and showed them some things he didn't show all the other 12. He showed them some spiritual things. And this time, he knew Peter in his heart wanted to do something for him, be with him. He said, but the devil is out to sift you as well. You ever have a sift of leaven, and you take a sift and you put some stuff in there, and you just want the stuff to come out like powder, you know, a flour or
mm-hmm.
something. You shake it in there, and all of the stuff that you don't want in there, it stays inside the sift. You understand
yep.
me? So the devil is trying to sift him. We'd be surprised how the devil can get into details. We'd be so surprised, us smart folks, us godly folks, would be so surprised how the devil tries to sift us like wheat. People don't want to hear this because it's a conscious thing. It gets in your conscious, God's conscious, when he's trying to sift you like wheat. But I love how Jesus did it, though, my brother. This is what the church supposed to do. This is what we're supposed to do. Quit running each other down. We're supposed to pray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He
mm-hmm.
prayed. He said he prayed for them, but they fell in not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Watch this, Reverend. Reverend, with him praying for him, Reverend, with him praying for him, he told them, when you are converted, because he know he hadn't been converted yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
he knew he hadn't walked. He walked with him, but it's some things he needed to be delivered from, Reverend. He knew it was going to be. And we're going to get into that, but one of the things he was going to be delivered from. And he told them, once you've been delivered, strengthen the brethren. Never said did he tell you not to leave outside the church to strengthen the brother. Because we believe from my heart, that God will put us in some places, Reverend, that he can get glorified. He put us in situations to put us to be lifted up. We learned in our Sunday school lesson yesterday, talking about he'll put us through some trials and tribulations. And the trial and tribulation work in patience. And patience is and they say experience twice. I mean, we're going to go through some things. Some of us are going to go through it twice but we can understand the experience level of it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
We're
going to go through it. Then he said rejoice in that, though, when you go through that.
Mm-hmm.
None of us don't want to rejoice. Only time we want to rejoice when we get money and houses, nice this and nice that, but we never want to rejoice when it ain't going our way.
Right.
Oh yes, sir, I know I'm right about it. We quick to go the other way. They can't stop us from rejoicing when we've done something good. But can you rejoice when it ain't good? Can you thank God for your trial? Can you thank God for your tribulation? Because if you've been walking this earth long enough to know, if you watch this, one of my brothers said, if you walk this earth and he ain't bumped you and he ain't touched you a little bit, you might be walking close to him, Doc. You might be walking so close to him, he don't have to have no what. He don't have to work on you at all because he already got you.
That's right.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make it plain. But Peter, he told him that. But I wanted you to listen to what we're trying to transition to. He didn't told Peter this. And look what he said. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready. You hear me, ready?
All right.
Lord,
all right.
I am ready to go with thee. Both were in prison and into death.
Mm-hmm.
All him.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm built for the journey. I want to get on in there. I'm ready to go with you. A lot of people say they're ready to go with the Lord. But as soon a little trouble comes, Brother D, they go tuck and hide. He said, I'm ready. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
tell you something. For I'm gonna say this here with love. A lot of folks run down the preacher. A lot of I'm talking about church folk will run them down. You ain't nothing but a call, ain't nothing but a title. That ain't nothing. They just run it down. But if it was not so, why God separated it? Why could God put it?
Right.
Why God said, if you don't mind, he working with Peter, brother D. He working with brother Peter. But what did he say by preachers? What he said, I will give you what? Pastors.
Yeah.
Out of my own heart. I'm in the book.
Yeah.
I will give you pastors. On my own. We need to pray for our pastors. We need to lift our pastors up. Quit running them down. God got them. If they messing up, you best believe me. God will straighten that out. God will straighten it out. You think I'm playing? Because let me do something, Reverend. Can I deviate for a second, Reverend? Please let me do it.
Very well. Look what
it says in Jeremiah. Look at what it says in Jeremiah, Brother D. Jeremiah, chapter 3 and 12. Look what it says about this. Look what it says. Jeremiah, Reverend, can you hear me, Reverend? I'm going to make sure I'm going to be talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go and proclaim these towards the north. And say, return thou backslider of Israel, says the Lord. I would not cause my anger to fall upon you. I'm in the book, y'all. For I am a merciful. That's what he says. I am. You know who I am. That's God. He said, I am merciful, said the Lord. And that Lord, Reverend, is in Lord's cap. What that means? That ain't Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's God.
Right?
I know they all
it's
in one. I'm trying to get somewhere. Lord, help me. I'm trying to get somewhere. Lord Jesus. Now, look what he said now. Look what he said. He said, the Lord, I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful. Says the Lord, I will not keep what? Anger forever. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the book, y'all. He said, only acknowledge thy iniquity. Look what he said now. This is what he's trying to say. I'm going to point some things out. He said, only acknowledge the iniquity that thou hast transgressed against who? Thy Lord, thy God. And when you see the Lord, your Lord cut, that means God is speaking right now. And he has scattered thy ways to the stranger under the green tree. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Come, can I go there for a minute? Under the green tree. Watch what shade tree you get under. Watch who you follow. Watch how you get your lesson from it, Brother D, sisters and brother.
Yeah.
Watch what tree you got under. Because what they're trying to do, if you ain't tied up and tight with the Lord, they're going to try to turn you and saying their way is better than your way. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you have not obeyed the voice, what? Said the Lord. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Turn, O backslider children. Said the Lord, for I am married unto you. I'm going to get somewhere in a minute, y'all. This might not sound right.
Mm.
I will take you one of the city and two of the, and I will bring you unto Zion. Look what's here. Now happening to run real fast. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Is I'm in the book, Reverend?
Correct.
Is that in the book, Reverend?
So
as he got Peter, he had to get Peter lining up, right? So Peter was going to be a pastor one day. He knew Peter was going to be a pastor, so he had to fix him. He had to get him right. He said, the devil was out to sift you like wheat, but I pray for thee, for thou faintest not. Some of us fall off, and we stay where we at, the way he to deliver us from. And you don't watch it. You got to watch out when you eat off tables. You got to watch out all the tables you eat off of. Because sometimes, you know, they used to, some people, you know, when they come with the dish, it's the same way they come and the same way they leave. Nobody didn't touch it. You know what I'm talking about. And somebody said, if she kicked it, if he cooked it, I don't want no good. If he ate this last cooking, y'all might kiss that later. But I thank God for how he did it. Over there, he established the truth, and man kind of reversed it because the Bible says we have to believe everything in it. We can't just take out stuff because we don't believe in it. We can't just take it out because it ain't so. It's so because that's why the Bible says many are called. Help me, Holy Spirit. But free will chosen. Oh, I know, right.
Yeah.
You know that pastor. You know that pastor, that preacher, and he's carrying that word, that teacher, and they're carrying that word. Because they'll stop, Brother Randy. They'll stop and say, help me, Holy Ghost. Because you, what you just said, you either want to express it boldly or you want to express it to the ear to have a receptor for hearing, or you just want to say, Lord, I'm saying this, but I need your help. Oh, leave it alone, man. Leave it alone. Because you hear the voice of the Lord. When you teaching and preaching God's word and you can hear the voice of the Lord, it'll make you turn and say, let's knit this together. Let's go get another scripture and try to convey it in there. You know, you'll leave more your what we call it, interpretation out, and we'll just read the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. We'll leave more of your interpretation out and let you read the word. Let the word convict them. That's why Peter, when Jesus said it, I'm up for the run, y'all, and he said unto them, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both in prison and into death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, somebody been around the book, right? Here's what he told Peter. You might be a Peter brother right now. He said, now this crow and me rooster. Allow me to do this here just for the sake of understanding. The rooster should not crow this day before thou shalt thrice, that means three times, deny that thou knowest me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you can get somewhere, and you can be around and be in some situation and you deny God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I know you're going to do this. But I'm ready. You hear what he said, Reverend? He said, I'm ready. He said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to prison and death with you. And Jesus told me, for that rooster crow three times, brother, you're going to know that what you just said, you denied me. And look what he said. And when he had said this, when he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes and lack you anything, and they said unto him, nothing. He said, then said unto them, but now, we're going somewhere, he that have a purse, let him take it. And likewise, he that have scrip, and look what he said, he that have not no sword, let him fill his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that it is written must be what? Be accomplished in me. And he is reckoned, right, among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have a end. It was a time I sent you out. I didn't want you to have nothing. But now, brother, I want you to have something now, brother. I want you to have the purpose. I want you to have the scripture. I want you to even have a sword. If you don't have one, I want you to set up what you got and get you one. That's what it is. I want you to have these things. And he said, and they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. See, he was getting prepared somewhere right now. Now he's going to get them because they're going to fall into some temptation. It's going to be at hand that Jesus is going to be offered up. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to be offered up. And when he's been offered up, Reverend, look at here, Reverend, that a lot of them are going to see that he's going to put them to work. When God gives you something, and I mean Jesus, when he gives you something to do, he's going to equip you, Brother Randy, sisters and brother. He's going to lead you. I've learned it since I've been doing this long, Brother D, but I've learned in a short time I've been doing this, he has never failed me. I know he has never failed me. He always be there and help me when I get in some spots. And I know he can get me out of because I'm speaking his word. I'm trying to live with his word. I'm trying to let it manifest in me, not to me be lifted up, but him be lifted up. If I can say the word right, that he can be glorified. Watch this, Reverend. And he came out and went and he went to the mountain of Olive, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you, what he said, that you enter not into who? Temptation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's in red, right? And he was withdrawn. I gotta do something so I get to the point, Rev. About a stone cast and kneel down and pray. Saying, Father, If thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Help me, Holy Spirit. He going somewhere, really. He got his brothers with him. It's Peter, James, and John. He got them. He told them to stay right here. And he went a little farther down, and he found the stone, and he went to kneel down to the stone and start praying. And he asked the Father, Lord, if it be thy will, remove this from me. Because he's finna go on a journey right now, brothers and sisters. He's finna give a prayer and be an offer up. So he got to get that flesh strengthened. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to get that flesh strengthened, because now you've got the spirit and the flesh is talking to his Father. And he asking the Father, if it be will, Reverend, will you let this move? Can you remove this from me? You know what I'm talking about? There's some things that if he did it. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all going to get mad at me. You don't have to believe me. My interpretation of this. This is what I believe, Reverend. I'm not putting this on Reverend. This is what Eric Bryan believed. I believe he was transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe he was transparent. You haven't seen many times that you can go in the Bible and find that Jesus was transparent. Many times he stilled away. Many times he got by himself. Then he came back to him. But at this time, the Bible shows that he was transparent before the disciples. Because he told them to watch and pray so you won't be tempted. Because what he's talking about, the temptation, it's going to be some man's come up to apprehend him. So while I'm praying, I want you to watch so they won't come up on me. That's what he's saying, brother. If you don't mind about it. And there appeared an angel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven. Strengthen him. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I just said? God heard him. We quote these scriptures, man. That's why we got to go back and read it, hear the word. He asked God to remove something. And what God did, he gave him something, Brother Randy. He sent an angel around him. I sent you brothers a song one day. I told Brother Willie to play it on the show. He said he couldn't understand it. He just wasn't feeling it. And I told him about that all day and all night. The angel is watching over me. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
mm-hmm.
prayed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed.
Yes.
And look what God did. An angel appeared unto him from heaven, strengthen him, and begin in agony, he prayed more earnestly, help me, Holy Spirit. And look what it said, and his sweat was as what great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Once he had tapped into God's attention, and God blessed him to strengthen him, he prayed more earnestly to God to come in, help me, Holy Spirit. See, sometimes you don't have some problem. And you're going to want God to do something for you. And he gave you some help, Brother Randy, sister, brother. And then you find that help and you feel that help. And then you want to reach up and say, Lord, I just need you. See, Jesus was transparent and it was direct in what he wanted. He specified for what he wanted. When the last time you asked the Lord for something and you asked him, you specified it. And said, Lord, I want you to do this. And he done it. Look what he did, Reverend.
Yes.
He was praying so hard, Reverend. The prayer was so deep that the Bible said it was just like blood dropping from his face, Doc. Can you imagine the sweat was coming off of him, man? He was earnestly asking God from his heart, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Help me in this situation. I know this ain't sounding right, Lord, but if you ever been in a situation like he was, he knew what was up ahead. And he wanted God to give him, and he gave it to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Look what he said. And he said unto him, while sleepest, you rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. He's speaking to the disciples as he went back to them as he got up his knee. And he asked them, why are you sleeping, Reverend? Why are you sleeping? Because a lot of us preachers are sleeping. We ain't on our post. We're not being there watching.
Yes,
but he called us to be. We didn't want to sleep. What you talking about? I'm not literally talking about you in a trance, but I'm saying that what he called you to do. He didn't call you to be no prosperity preacher. He called you to what? Teach the word of God. Salvation is at hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
he told you to go out there and tell them that the God is getting close. I don't care how many years you said. Look how many years Noah said it wasn't going to rain. Can you imagine Reverend coming to church every Sunday, somebody tell you the same sermon over and over again? Hey, over 100 years, Reverend, he said this here. Over 100 years building the ark, and he kept saying, it's going to rain. he comes in the same service every Sunday. Can you imagine? He can't be no preacher. That's all he got. he ain't been studying it. That's what God calls him to do. Help me. He called us to tell them that it's at hand, the Messiah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Make it plain to him. He is soon to come back. And when he come back this time, he won't come like he did the first time. You can't come to him and say, no, I believe. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe now, Lord. No, you better believe way before he comes back. You need to start believing right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because some of us, we do it because we can't do nothing for him no more. We did everything in life. Now we can't do nothing for him. He can't use us in his service. Help me, Holy Spirit. And why yet he today? Watch this here. Behold the multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus. And what he did to him, he kissed him.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayer. That's what he said, the traitors, right? Mm-hmm. Thou son of what? A man with a kiss. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus knew he was going to be the one who betrayed him. So he told the Roman official, the other gospel said, the one I kiss is the one you get. That's the one I want you to get.
Mm-hmm.
When I kiss him, this is the one you're supposed to grab.
Yeah.
And he kissed him.
Right.
And when he kissed him, Jesus felt that the contrary spirit there. Now, I'm trying to find out when do you unhook from the unequal yoke? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see when it is a time to unhook yourself from the unequal yoke. Can I be plain with you, Brother D? He said, when you go to a neighbor's house, Brother Randy, when you go to a neighbor's house, and they show themselves hospitality to you. It allows you to come in and eat with you. And they allowed you to come in and sup with them. He said, you stay there, Reverend. He said, but the one you say, Brother D and Sister Brother, don't want to receive you. He said, that's off your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he said,
right.
That's off your feet. He said, that's off your feet. And goes what? To another house. Well, I know him in the
mm-hmm.
house.
Right?
He,
that's right.
He's about that. And when Jesus felt that, you know how we are. Jesus felt that, I'm going to get to my point in a minute, y'all. I ain't got that yet. He said, one day which was about Saul, what was followed, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with a sword? you know, they asked the question. And they coming to you, Lord. Should we take this sword? You told us to break it. It was enough earlier. Now, can we cut the ear? Can we do what can we do to him, brother? Now, this gospel says it a little different, but I'm going to read it just for the sake of it. And one of them smote the servant on the high priest and cut off his right ear, Reverend and Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye this thus far. And he touched his ear. Look what he said now. And healed him. The other gospel said, he said, Peter, man lived by the sword, he died by the sword. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said he took the man's ear and put it back on and healed the man. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what he was saying, it wasn't time for vengeance right now. I didn't want you to kill nobody right now. I don't want you to cut nobody out, Reverend. I want you to keep preaching to him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, Reverend. Let the wheat and the tare grow together.
Come on now.
I want you to let it grow together, right?
What is planted? Come on, brother. Come on now.
Because if I can give you a short little understanding, then it was one time it was a sower when I sowed some wheat amongst the tare by night.
Mm-hmm.
So he sowed some wheat, and he dropped it in there, and it got into the wheat. And now you can't tell the difference between the wheat from the tare. And Jesus looked down. He said, watch that now, Reverend. Watch that, Brother B. I don't want you to separate it again. He said, let me separate it.
No, let it go together.
What you might do, you might pull out a week. Watch this when he gave me this to me. When he gave it to me, Brother B. This is the reason why he gave this to me, Reverend. Then I didn't get it to y'all, though. He said, because there's still growth there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's still growth there. It's still growth there.
Yes, it is.
It's still, because if you put that weed there, he might not have been ready. He might still want to do a little hustling and bustling. He might still want to do a little what? Chasing the women. He might be still a liar. You didn't give me a chance to root something in him so he could be changed. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he could be changed. Made whole again. Then you won't be made whole. I'm almost home. I still ain't got to my point yet. I still ain't got there yet. It looked like I might have.
Come on, man.
He healed them. Then said Jesus unto the chief priest. Why did he hear your dog? Then said what? What did he say? Then Jesus said unto the chief priest and the captain of the temple and the elders, which were come to him, bring ye, what did he say? Come out against a thief with the sword and the staff. When I was, what he said, daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me. But this is your hour. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, not mine. Your hour in the power of darkness. What he said, the power of darkness. I want you to put your finger there, River. You know, you can run with me real quicker. It's most part. And I want to give you something. In Proverbs 14 and 12. If you don't hear me, put this in your margin. Proverbs 14 and 12. He said, there is a way seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof of the way of death.
Yes.
Can I do that again? There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the way of death. They believed they were right, Reverend. What they were doing right now, they believed they was right. You hear what I'm saying? But he said, there is a way that seems right to man. There's some things man thinking they doing right now. I don't want to get into a lot of details on things, but I'm telling you, I'm through with a lot of little things, man. I'm not arguing with nobody, which I don't do anyway. I'm not fussing what God has got me to do in this ministry. I found out that people don't be people, Reverend.
Yes,
they're going to say what they say, and they're going to do what they
That's
do.
Right.
Jesus said,
That's
when
right.
I was in the temple, you didn't want to grab me then. You didn't want to grab me and hold on to my hand. Now I'm out here in the wilderness. Help me, Holy Spirit. You seem that you want to get us down, and you want to tie me up and take me off now. But I was among you like friends in the temple. But you didn't touch me. That's what he was telling them, Reverend. He said, but now you come to me like thieves now, Reverend. You're like I'm a thief and a robber now, Reverend. This is what I've been trying to get to, Reverend. The denial of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people denying Christ. As leaders of the ministry, as God called men, women, and God called women, he called them, but when it's not in their favor, they want to still snick and giggle and do things on the backside of this thing. God sees everything. I asked a question one day, Reverend, and I wish I could get one witness here. I asked him, if you go to church, right? If you can, you invite your church to all your activities. Can I put it like that? Can you invite all the people you said you fellowship in the church with and say, man, come on here on this back line with me, if you don't mind. You enjoy this, yeah. The harvest planted, but the labels are few. Then you get over there. And yeah, it's plenty. But some of them ain't ready to be released yet. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of them ain't ready to be released.
Yes, sir.
And you trying your best to convey it, to tell them God is good. But they tell you, we're not ready yet. How would you respond to that? You know, but you have to tell people that been in church, if you don't let them know, they're not gonna say amen. They might say some other acronyms, I can put it that way. Can I put it like that? they might say some other words that you might not want to hear.
But I want
to say this to you. Just bear with them. You know what I'm talking about? You know, because we all fall short of the glory of God. Just bear with them. And then you look at it like this. Then so long that if you don't watch it, Reverend, then you be cussing. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yes,
one young man told me, he played a song a lot, too. He said, don't let the devil ride, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't let him ride. Amen.
Because he's going to want to drive.
If you let him ride, he's going to want to drive.
He's going to want to drive. He's going to want to drive. And you can't get mad, either, because you allowed him to come in.
You can't get mad because
he said everything. You let him come in. So if you're trying to witness to somebody, trust me, I said, if you're trying to win it, there's a different plan with God.
Amen.
Now, this is where I got to the lesson, Brother D. Peter. Yeah. Look at Peter right here. Verse 54. 22 and 54. Look what it said. Then took they him. Then took they him and led him. That him is Jesus now, y'all. And brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed what? Reverend? I don't know if they're there with you. Far off.
Yes,
you hear that?
Yes, sir.
See,
yeah.
We can't be running over these scriptures when we're trying to teach, man. We got to stop and let you know. He was afar off. Now, this is the same one. Can I do something for the sake of reading? Yeah, please let me do it. Can I do it for the sake of reading?
Come on, Peter.
When Peter said, I'm ready, then that's what he said. He said, I'm ready to do what, man?
I'm ready to follow.
Yeah. I'm ready to follow to what? In prison?
Into death.
So technically, if you want to say this, he's following him, right? I'm telling you, I'm going to open this scripture up to you. I'm going to open this thing up to you. What are you doing, Raymond? He's following him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Technically, he's following him. Right. You don't have to agree with me. We'll give the back line. We'll talk a little bit. And we don't have no problem. We got some skin in the game. Can I put that way? We got some skin in the game. We can tell each other what we're wrong. We got enough skin. We ain't going to trip. He said he was going to follow him to death, to prison, and to death. So technically, Peter is following Jesus. But he's at a far off, though. And when they have kindled a fire in the midst of a hall and were set down together, Peter said among them, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I want y'all to get this. I want you to get this here. He said, but a certain may beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked up on him, Brother D, and said, this man was also with him. Somebody got uncovered. Somebody got uncovered. Somebody said, "You look like one of them. You standing over here with them, and you over here about the fire. But you don't supposed to be with us. You supposed to be with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Is I'm in the book, tell me I'm in the book. He said, let me do this again.
That's it.
And when they have kindled a fire, I mean, they got this fire in the midst of a hole and were set down together, Peter sat down amongst them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, Brother D, and earnestly, you hear me, looked up on him and said, this man was also with him. I'm gonna tell you from the bottom of my heart, if you walking in the faith, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I won't explain this right.
Come on, brother.
You will stick out. Because the Bible said this. Yeah.
Like a soul song.
He said, we are peculiar people.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that in the book? Tell me if I'm not in the book. That means we are different. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We are different.
Yeah.
We are different, Brother D. And when people see you, they say, you're not one of us. That's what he's saying. You're not one of us. They said it. You're not one of us. That's what they're saying in so many words. And then look what Peter did. Did he deny him? Said, woman,
yes, he
I
did.
Am not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said, I know him not. Look at this here now. Look what this is, Brother D. I must be real careful when I say this. He denied him. Who is him? Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, woman,
yes, sir.
I know him not. That's Jesus. Now, remember what he said over here now. Can I back up for someone that just got on board? Look what it says over here in verse 33 again. I'm going to back up. Hold your finger at 57.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back up the verse. I got to teach this now. And he said unto them, Lord, I am ready to go with thee and both into prison and to death. That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I tell thee, Peter, let me do this for the sake of understanding the scripture, if y'all don't mind. The rooster should not crow this day.
Crow.
Before thou shalt.
Before you
deny me. Yes, what he said. that denied that knowest me. There's a difference now. That knowest me. Get that right now. That knowest me. There's a lot of people know, but you know me, Peter. Can I say that again? That's why he said in verse 3, he said, you're going to deny me. Now, this is the what? First denial. Is that right? Is that kind of number right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first denial. He denied him right now. Now, this, watch this here. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also there. And Peter said, man, I'm not him, brother. That's what it is. So, Reverend, would this be the second one, Reverend?
That's number two.
And look what he said. And look what he said. And look what he said.
Word.
And look what he said. And look what he said. This is what I love about the book. You got to explain it right, Reverend. He said about a snake of 1 hour. About a space of one hour, after another confidently have affirmed, saying of the truth. He said this fellow. That's what he said, right? He also was with him, for he is a Galilean. That's what he said. And Peter said, here we go. Man.
He got angry then. Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest.
And immediately, watch this, Reverend. That's the third time, Reverend. You better keep moving. I can count, Reverend. That's three times. Immediately, why he just spake. The rooster crow.
That's what I'm saying now.
I'm putting this finger right there again. Look what Peter said over 33 and 34. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the rooster, now look, watch out, I'm trying to take the word, so that it should not crow this day. Before thou, which is three, thrice, deny thou knowest me. Yes, sir, knowest me. I know this ain't going to be right for a lot of folks. I'm sorry. This whole way, I know I'm cheating. This might not be for a few people.
Take your time.
I know I'm a little lengthy, but I'm sorry for my teaching. Look what it says here. He said, and then when he did this, Reverend, and Brother D. Brother D, did you see this when I seen this too, Brother D?
Take your time, please.
Hey, brother, yes, brother B, don't trust me when I read. Did you got your Bible closed?
I have my Bible closed. I've been passing a few times.
Okay.
Watch this here, brother. Brother, he passed this. Brother Reverend Henry,
did you got your Bible closed, Reverend
Henry? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I want to read this with clarity. So people can understand what I'm saying. This is not what Aaron put in. He said, in the Lord. Watch this here.
Yes,
now watch this now. Verse 6, it said, and Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spoke,
Yeah.
In the Lord. In the Lord. What did
he say to me?
He turned. Now watch this, brother. This is what I want you to, get some with me. He said, in the Lord, turn.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Lord? Jesus.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yet going through he was going through. While yet doing mm-hmm. what he was doing, they were doing, they're about to do to him, he turned to Peter. That was a spiritual thing. That was
mm-hmm.
a spiritual connection between Peter and Jesus, because Peter know that Jesus said, before the rooster crow three times, you're going to deny me, brother. And he denied him. And Jesus heard him, and he turned and looked up on Peter. Is that in the book? Is that in the book?
Man. All
of it. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord and how he said unto him, before the rooster crow, thou shalt deny me twice. You hear me? Do you want God to look back at you? Do you want God to look at you and after he done told you something? And don't let it be like I'm that you really walking with it be spiritual. Did he open your mind up to the spiritual world and you see God in your fault and he turned you to yourself and said, I told you, Reverend, I told you, brothers and sisters, what's going to happen? And it look with it, and it came true. And Jesus looked at him. I don't want you to get past it. The Lord turned and looked up on Peter. Can we change the name? The Lord turned
mm-hmm.
and looked at it on Reverend Henry. The Lord turned
mm-hmm.
and looked at it at Brother Eric. The Lord turned and looked at either one of us and turned and looked at us. When we deny him, this is what he
mm-hmm.
does. He turned and looked. Don't be so complacent. Don't be so. You say this can't be God. If God told you to do something, you're not doing what he said do, brothers and sisters, you have denied him. You have denied
Amen.
Him. If you can be mm-hmm. somewhere and you're not convicted in your denying, you better believe me. When you get off the situation you in, Lord, did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? But that, Brother D, that's a sign of humility, though, right? That's a sign, man.
Amen. Come on, my brother.
Tell it. You've got to be humble to see this. So when I say this, is it Peter denied? Then look what the scripture said. And Peter went out and wept. What? Bitterly. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He went out.
That's
and
right.
Wept. Mm-hmm. After knowing he did wrong. And I learned something too, brother.
And didn't take him long to know it. Now.
Follow my heart.
Let him know. Didn't take him long to see.
God brought it back to his attention, and he responded in the way that most of us do when we do wrong. Especially when you love God, mm-hmm. we did wrong, and we did what, and we turned back to his face.
Yeah.
But you know, I really don't know how this is gonna go. Maybe God, maybe let us finish the. It's some more meat I got. It's on this bone. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little dab here, right here for this, what I just present. I want you to know God is looking at all our worship, all our walk. You can't take God in a lot of places, Reverend. Brother B can help me with, because he said he
mm-hmm.
can deny the book. God would not entertain in an unclean.
He's just not going to do it.
Yeah.
He's just not going to do it.
He's just not. And you can't take God everywhere and think he's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He'll go
it.
With you if you go in there
he's
to him.
That's
if
right.
you go in there
right.
and he said, be in the world, right? I'm going to do it like this, y'all mind if I can say
right.
it like this.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let the world take you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When you're in the world, there should be a way that just like Peter was guilty, you should be guilty. The only difference
Amen.
From Peter
Amen.
Right now, from us, Peter got what? He going to get a chance to repent. That's what I'm going to talk about again, if God let me do it. If he let me see it, leave here tomorrow. That's what I'm going to bring to y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know if I keep on going, it'd be too long. But let me tell you this here. God has a place for every one of us. You might not be the Bible teacher. You might not be a deacon. But the Bible said we all are ambassadors of Christ. We should be a representative of Christ. When people see us, they should know God is in the midst. Yes, sir. They should know. They should be at a guest if he's there. And then once they know, and once the conviction's there, you should be like our brother. You should weep if you fell short. But repent.
That's right. That's right.
But repent. Come on this side and repent. Let us pray with you that God strengthen you. Let us give God earnest prayer. But I must not leave you without saying this one more time. There is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death.
Destruction. Destruction.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. The Proverbs. Proverbs 14 and 12. He said, there is a way seems right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death. Yeah. I know, but D. Wright, there's another passage in Proverbs that says it's the destruction. I'm going to tell you something. That's Proverbs 14 and 12. I'm going to tell you something. We have to know it is getting so close. The body of Christ sometimes drive them in and drive them away. And most of it is because we probably the only Bible people read. They said, well, if he can act like that, why?
That's biblical again, my brother. You biblical.
That's biblical, too. Yes, sir.
Biblical as well.
Look how he acting. What do you see me going to church? If he can act like this way and still get to heaven, why don't you see me going?
Why can't I?
What's the matter? But we scattering the sheep. We scatter the sheep, Brother Reverend.
Amen.
We scatter them. Don't you know when we cattle for that? You know what I'm talking about? If you can't help, give it to somebody can. Take them to somebody can. If you can't help, ain't no wrong with that. If I don't understand something, I'm going to go to Brother D. I'll go to Reverend. I'm going to say, Brother, what you think about this? You know what I'm talking about? There ain't no wrong with that. There's some things we probably didn't read, but it probably slipped our mind. You know what I'm talking about? So in prayer, whatever I bring, I can't speak for Reverend. I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel I really can. But I'm going to let him do his own voice. Then whatever I read this one ago, if it's something you didn't understand, we can go back over. If it's something you want to question about, trust me, we can go back over and try our best to blank it out for other more understanding. I love the Word of God. I love it so much because I know it's like a two-edged sword, Reverend. One book says so much. It deals with your conscience. It discerns your thoughts.
It discerns it,
and it calls you to want to be healed. Help me, Holy Spirit. Calls you to want to be healed. And at that point, that only thing can heal you is the Word of God. Person could talk to you, turn to you blue in the face. If I take you to the Word of God, we helped a sister the other day, and she said she read that scripture many times, but she never got the revelation out there before. And she was transparent. If some of us would be so more transparent, that's why we over here trying to best our ability to write and divide the Word, Reverend, in truth. Let God's Word be spoken of in our lives, and let time make its course. As it make its course, Sister Martha sent somebody ready. I'm going to let you finish it out. Did she send it to you?
No, sir.
I'm going to send it to you, Trent. You know how I do.
Yeah.
Thank you, hey, Martha. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit because he's been really, really, really revealing some things. It just up to people who want to receive it, man. We just try our best to give what God gives from our heart. We know Bible, and we got to take our time to teach the Bible right and preach it because we know we can alter people's lives. We can alter people's lives.
Yeah.
We don't believe that thing. We can alter people's lives. You're going to be held accountable for what you know. and what you do for the Lord. Yes, you don't let nobody chip you with that. Much or quiet. You can't say, well, I'm not doing much as don't you know you're going to sit before the Lord? He's going to say, Brother D, what did you say before the people? He's going to say, Brother Eric, what did you say before the people? He's going to say, Brother Henry, what did you say before the people? He's going to say that. You can't hide behind that. You cannot hide behind. Lord, they didn't want to listen. One man said that before. What did he do? He said it was just like five sit up in the bone. He
could sit up in my bone.
He could sit
there. Shit up in my bone.
Another man said, I don't want to go because all you're going to do is deliver them. You're going to heal them. That's all. He didn't want to go.
Yes, sir. Broken rare.
Once you have this in you, you cannot be still. I beg different if he's in you. And you can go day after day and you are somewhere. And hey, brother, I got a question.
Amen.
I'm not the other way, Rev. Reverend, I'm getting again. I got a question, son. I'm going to put you on the spot, Brother D. Mm-hmm. And, Brother, y'all both
Amen.
Answer this.
Amen.
Can I answer? Can I ask you? You don't have to ask me. I'm going to put
Come
you on the
spot.
Uh-huh. I know you're a God-fearing man. Reverend,
Amen.
I know you're a God-fearing
man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. When do we hear God?
All right.
You asking me?
That's a vague question. Vague question. It's a vague question.
Yes, yes.
So I want you to fill it in.
Yes.
It's vague.
Okay. Amen. My teaching tells me that we have to first pray. That gets my connection to God. Once I'm connected, then I have to wait for my answer from God. I got to align myself up with God's word to be able to hear God. I can profess all I want, but if I'm not lining up with God's word, I'm not going to hear God, because there's certain things he's just not going to say to me. But once I line myself up with, like my brother was saying a few minutes ago, I have to line myself up. I'm trying to talk and mute the phone to say that. I'm going to talk to y'all here. But my teacher says I have to line myself up with the word to be able to hear the word.
Yes, I believe when we hear him is when we open up unto him. When we make that choice to open up unto him and not turn a deaf ear to him, not close our club, because we could be lining up, but sometimes we want to lean to our own understanding and not hear when the Holy Spirit speaks.
Don't y'all believe Peter was lined it up? He feel like he was lined it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you believe Peter feel like he was ready? Don't you think mm-hmm.
The word says he was lined up, my brother. Here's why I said it. I'm trying to get it. Here's why I said the word says that, because after the Lord had told Peter what his outcome would be, he told him how many times Peter felt it instantly. Hold on one second.
When Peter acknowledged Jesus, he didn't acknowledge Jesus when he said, I knew him not. He denied him.
That's right.
When the man came to him again, he said he denied him. Only when Peter got eye check with Jesus, when he found out that he was wrong. The Bible says the Lord turned and looked at Peter. When Peter looked at Jesus, that's when the connection came back to him, knowing that he did something wrong. That's why I want us to read that, because we quote it so much, but we leave that part out. Jesus turned and looked at Peter. And when he looked at him, he gave him also a conviction out this world. He gave him a conviction out this world. And that conviction was that I told you, before the rooster crowed three times, you're going to deny me. Now, I'm going to tell you what's so cold about it, Reverend. He's seen healing. He's seen deliverance. He's seen God do some things some of us have never seen. I said some of us. he showed us some things, and he denied him because of the flesh. He didn't know it like we know it, because we believe now, because we know that he rose. But he didn't know.
I'm back, my brother.
He didn't back. Come on with it, down. You finna finish up something?
No, I was just saying I'm back. I was trying to blast the noise. I'm just back.
I wanted to step right now.
I wanted to give a report before my brother leaves, if I could. I know it's out of order, but I want to try to give a report. You know, my brother always said how we... I take that back. He just said what the Bible says. Man's supposed to see Jesus when he see us, because our life's supposed to line up. I had a young brother told me a while back he was going to take notes on me, and he was going to write down everything. He was going to let me know that he was keeping me notes on me. And I come to let my brothers know this morning that brother looks at Brother D a little different now. We have another brother that's in the racing game. He's got somewhat of a nasty mouth. But you never know who God going to send you to work with. You have to just do what the Lord said do. I got up a couple of days ago, and I had a talk with these brothers, and I noticed Saturday night about 10 o'clock, the brother with the nastiest mouth on the show, and the brother Eric Noah, sent me a prayer that he was praying. And I said, look at God work. And then he said something. They was talking, and they said, we're going to let Brother D answer that one. That's a little too deep for me. And the brother said, I only want to hear it from Brother D. You know, all I'm trying to say is, when you're doing what the Lord instructs you to do. Brother Eric has said a minute time, he said, there's two things I've learned to live by my brother's statements, two of them. One, he says we give them too much information. The second thing, he said you can make them take it back.
I like that. He said
you can make them take it back. See, there are some things that as a Christian we are doing that we need to make them take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because evidently these brothers are starting to take it back. I wanted to get that out. I know my brother got to go, but I wanted my brother to hear it because he know these brothers, and he know a little bit about them. He know how their mouth is and how they act and carry themselves. And just to be able to hear that they are thinking about changing, it's a blessing in disguise.
Can I put something with that?
Come on, my brother.
The labor is being fed, and they like, you know, you guys, and I'm going to do this, man. Please don't misunderstand me when I say this. When you got people are growing slower than others, can I say it like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But our teaching and preaching has to be enough to keep them alert when you're around them. Keep them alert. Don't let them be that comfortable with you that they can just use you and tear you up. You know what I'm talking about? Don't let them be that comfortable. They did it to Jesus. They did it to him. They mocked him. And everything. I'm going to wait till tomorrow, but I'm going to add this to that. They mocked Jesus. Talked about Jesus. They took his clothes off and cast lots for it. They did all these things. But see, only difference between Jesus and us, no name different from Jesus us, he was put here to do that.
To do that. Man.
He was put here to do that.
Yes,
now we might get in a situation and somebody say dust and dust, this is because of our flesh now.
Amen.
It's because of our flesh.
Amen.
Because us retaliated in the wrong way sometimes. But prayerfully, now we don't teach this, prayerfully to be humble. and receive it in the way of Jesus with taking his persecution, that what you're doing. But they try to call you a liar. All you got to do is keep living for them. They call you a thief. Just keep living for them. Man, they've been trying to discredit us as the body for years, man. They've been trying to discredit the body of God for years. And they ain't going to stop because you got your ABCs, right? So, brother, thank you, Brother D. I got to tap out, you know. I'm reading out a little overboard, but y'all keep me in your prayers.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't want to interrupt the show, but I just wanted to say it while my brother here because I know he know those guys. And I do have a prayer request this morning as well.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for what he's doing. Praise the Lord. Thank him for what he's doing. We have every this time, Sister Martha, Amy, God has blessed us once again. Give beautiful insight, encouragement about that. Thank you, Lord. Let me pull it up here. Says we have running from God. Running from God. Jonah. First chapter 1 through 10 and Jonah 1 and 3. Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, he pleased God best. He pleases God best who trusts him most.
Wow, look at that.
When
can I step right there for a second?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, look at how God confirmed. I told you God ain't going to let us light no fool. I didn't look at her text or nothing like that. You know what I mean? God, look at how God confirmed things for us. They might be talking about diarrhea. They too long or they... Or the only this and that, they think that this and that. Let me tell you something, really. God is pleased with the service. He is not going to let us look like a fool.
Thank you,
Martha, because what I just said a while ago by the presence of the Lord, that he got some donors out there, people trying to say, man, I'm sorry, really. Let me get out of the way.
Oh, you're beautiful. That's beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he wants that word to be preached and teached without compromising. And we need to do it, man.
Yes. It's got to be, bro. It's got to be. It can't even be compromised. It's got to be taught without being.
That's it.
There are some that think it can be, but it's got to be. I look at God's word, Reverend Henry, like I do. His word, he said, tomorrow I change not. There's no compromise in there, isn't it? He said, I change not. And that's how I look at the teaching of God's word.
Yeah.
That's it. He said, you're lukewarm. He said, you're straddling the fence. He said, you're lukewarm. And then he still had no compromise, didn't he? He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But he left no compromise in there. So, and see, remember, this is why I halfway get upset sometimes when Reverend Heron, Reverend my brother Eric is given the word of God, and we get very little participation because right now he's trying to teach the word of God, but yet work at the same time. It takes a lot. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes on in giving God's word. Songwriter says, sometimes I got to give up the right for the wrong. In essence, that you will come back right. You know, it's a lot. It really is.
Whenever God a lot of people, they don't want to hear from the Lord. They want to hear from what's going to make them happy or what's going to not convince them. But when you start unveiling, revealing, and turn down those strongholds, those spirits, evil likes to stay hidden. It likes to stay hidden. But when you uncover it, that's when there's a problem.
Take the cover off of it.
Yes.
Take the cover off of
it. It said the work of our hands. Oh, how is the work of our hands, she's saying. Isaiah 17, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, the harvest will be a heap of ruins. You know, this prophecy serves as a warning about the danger of thinking we can produce anything on our own. See there? Apart from God, the work of our hands will become a pile of ruins. But when we join with God in the work of our hands, God multiplies our efforts and provides spiritual nourishment for many.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes,
John 15 and 55. Without me, you can't do nothing. No.
Nothing. Can't do nothing.
And see, the reason why God has to pull and uncover those things, because if we keep them, we separate ourselves from God. When Peter denied him, he separated himself. And then that conviction came when he remembered. looked at him, you know. And then when God let us know that we're separating ourselves, we're most powerful. But I'm so glad he created a way. He made a way that we didn't get back.
Didn't he do it?
All is not lost.
Amen. That
we can mend that relationship, but we gotta what? We gotta be able to hear.
We gotta stay
connected and keep that heart open unto him. Because man is a strong, proud tower. And sometimes God will use tribulations to break down that strong, that strong tower of pride in a man. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that he realized after that rooster crow, he realized, Oh, Lord had told me I was going to do something.
Whatever I done.
Then just like we do, we weep bitterly when we come to ourselves, prodigal son. We weep bitterly and we ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And one thing I love about God, he shows you as a finished product before people, but yet he keep in secret between you and him what you need, yet me have of him. But and when you try to work on that thing, oh, hallelujah, God will show you as already being complete, but yet he'll keep secret with you and him when you have this relationship, what he yet still needs to bless you with in your life. But only time when he exposes when you refuse to change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he started exposing that thing that you have no choice but to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But those that love him, they understand it.
Amen.
Those that love him, they understand it. God's sandpaper. That's the last one she gave. God's sandpaper. Hey, hallelujah. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron.
Yes.
So one person sharpeneth another. You know.
Yes.
How do we know that?
Yes.
Scripture well. Are we are we sharpening one another? Now, not cutting up on one another. That's a difference. You know, we should be sharpening one another rather than cutting up on another. It's a different sharpening one another. It's when you sharpen a knife, you're helping it to perform better. Hallelujah. When we sharpen each other, we're helping each other to perform better. But when we take that same tool and we're cutting each other, we're trying to destroy one another. But when I'm loving Brother Diaz, when I'm praying for him, when I'm hoping for his success, that's how we sharpen another Christian. You know, when he's weak, I'm not beating him up when he's weak, but when he's weak, I'm praying for him. God, give him some strength.
Yeah, come on, man.
With love, that's how we sharpen one another. Oh, hallelujah. When we let love in our heart lift up our brother or our sister, that's how we sharpen one another. Hallelujah. We let love abide. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God sent people. It says here, the main thought, the Lord allows our rough edges to be smooth over through the sandpaper of life. Didn't I tell you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Can I interject a little bit there now?
Yes, sir.
My brother is.
I got a little noise. Can y'all hear me? I got a little noise.
Come on now. Talk to me.
Come on.
Hey. And this is Brother D can understand this. If I'm helping Brother D, right?
Come on, my brother. Come on.
And if I'm coming with grace,
mm-hmm.
he and I have a spirit to understand that if I'm talking to him, and correction or helping
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Out of love.
I'm not doing the big muscle. Brother D come to me. I got to hear the voice of God knowing this brother got my best interest. He's not going to hurt me. It ain't just for him to live. That's that sandpaper. So they got different grades of sandpaper. You know,
come on,
they got something to really take a little bit off. You know, the grain so little bit, when you set it on it, it just take a little bit off. You know what I'm talking about? And then when it takes a little bit off, what you do is one man plant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another water.
In another water. See, but if you don't look at that rough sandpaper, and we take too much off, and we try to increase it. But we won't pose the increase. We pose to let God increase. That's when God hear and change. When you take that little light sandpaper, you know what I'm talking about? Because some of us can't take it. See, I can go to Brother D and tell Brother D, say, Brother D, that's really wrong. You know what I'm talking about? That's dead wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And he'll accept it. But if I go to somebody else, it's not strong enough to say, Brother, can't you consider this, Brother? But what you think about this here, brother? You know, and kind of give him a different way of the sandpaper as I'm sanding on him, you know. And then watch this here. As I'm sanding on him, I'm sanding myself. Oh, here,
yes, sir.
I'm sanding myself. Let me get out of here, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll have y'all over there, brothers.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
When it's good, you want to leave.
But since y'all didn't say nothing, I'm still going to say this here. Brother, he asked for somebody. He never gave the name, right? So I think that's a form of what Sister Martha was saying. Aunt Martha was saying that the iron sharpened iron. That's a form of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Brother came to him by late at night with a prayer. Brother asked him, I have heard them. They say, I just want to hear from Brother D. I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trip with that because maybe that's the only one he wants to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trip on that because I know this thing God calls is a God thing. That he sent two out at the time, Brother D. He sent one to give the message, and the other one to be the witness to the message. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brother,
I got a question. Nicodemus, he came by night, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He was inquiring. He said, "We know you.
Come on now.
We know you're the Son of God. We know you came.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on
now. Man, I'm gonna be off this phone, man. I'm in the middle of this thing. But just check this out, though, because I'm still, because I really believe that we are helping each other. Don't, Reverend, can you say this, Reverend? When you're teaching and preaching, don't the joy you get of doing eating God's word and conveying God's word. That's a word now. Conveying God's word, expressing God's love. Don't you just feel joy there because you want somebody to come in. You want somebody to look at this thing different. You want somebody to say, "I'm already in, but I fell short. How can I get back to my first love?" You want to be able to express that some come and some stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you hear what I said? Can you hear me what I said there? Come and stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Stay,
because some are drifting because of the world. We wake up, some of us are 50, some of us are 70, some of us are 90, some of us are 110. You know what I'm talking about? We got a long life to live. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
You sure? Whatever our call, God our call, I just want to be ready. And I don't want to be guilty of not saying that I didn't try to help nobody. I want to be
guilty.
I pulled it all out. I exhorted it all out. You know, I mean, I really gave it all. That what God gave me in this thing, Reverend, when you exalt the love God has for you to give to others, don't you know he said, "Did you feed my sheep? I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow."
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
If you just leave. If it's just
will. Yes, sir.
If it's just will. Every hole ain't for you, brother. That hole might be for somebody else.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
He did ask for somebody. He did ask for prayer for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he fell off.
Prayer request.
But he fell off. He might jump back, you know. Yeah, he back again.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, let me say this real quick, my brother, in case this thing drop out again. I asked for a special prayer this morning.
There you go.
We went through this a few years ago with him. And I'm just a firm believer that man's extremity is an opportunity for God just to show up. Mm. I got a call this morning. The company that I'm with, the owner of the company, was at death door. They say he coded twice before and the lower saw fit. And I walked in, and the first thing, he was in intensive care unit, brother, for 71 days. And I walked in, the first thing he said, he said, "I knew you was coming." And his wife said, they're not just employer and employee, they friends.
Mm-hmm.
And let me throw this in for free. He's not black. I'm going to throw it in for free.
Mm.
I'm so glad that God don't see color. I'm so glad that God sees
red.
There you go.
I'm so glad that he washes red, white, and snow. I got a call this morning that says he's pretty sick. I knew something was wrong because I texted him, he didn't answer, and I called him, he didn't answer. I knew something, I didn't know what, but I knew something was wrong. The dispatcher told me the morning, she said, "Carl," she said, "you like family." She said, "I got to tell you." She said, "they didn't give him a year." And I went on to tell her this story about how they gave my mother back then. They didn't put time on. They just told my mother they were letting her go home. for her last few days with her family, but God saw fit. See, I like that about my daddy. He gave her 28 more years with us. So during the prayer this morning, I would like for y'all in your prayer to pray for Brother Sal Sugo. Just say Sal. The Lord knows his name. The Lord already knows his name.
Thank you.
We just going to pray that the Lord do what he do.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We'll pray. We'll pray, touch and agree right now. In the name of Jesus.
Can you ask, can we ask anybody else? Before we get there, can we ask anybody else?
Oh yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
We're gonna put a special prayer for everybody, and especially everyone with Brother D.S., or, you know. And we're going to put,
mm-hmm.
If anybody else needs a prayer, you know, anybody else needs someone to help, need an intercessory prayer some kind of way, you know, you can hit the one button and just start speaking, you know, because we want to be in obedience to the Holy Spirit, you know.
Praise the Lord.
So if anybody else, they might need prayer, you can hit the one button and then start speaking if you need it. You know, we are here, you know. If not, that's the only person need prayer. We good with that too. Just, you know, I'm always say keep us in prayer, bro. The whole
Yes, sir.
Keep us in prayer.
Yes,
you know.
Sir.
You know, nobody else.
I just want to pray for everybody. I said I want to pray for everybody, everyone,
mm-hmm.
all God's kids.
Thank
pray
you,
for
Jesus.
Everyone,
man.
That's it. Beautiful.
Mike from Vicksburg. Mike from Vicksburg, Reverend, says pray for him. You know, Mike.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Rick. It's on you. Nobody else didn't say nothing. You know, nobody else didn't move. Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Father, as we come, Father God, concentrating on you, consecrating our spirits, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We come humble before thee, with some with bowed heads and open hearts, we come before thee. We thank you, Father, for how you have listened and again have been in attendance with us, Father. So since you're here, we're asking of thee, Father, hallelujah, we're asking for your healing, physical healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, Father God, on even blessings on transitioning, whether it be from this body to the next or from one spiritual level to another. Father, we ask, hallelujah, that you have your way. Look upon, Father God, each and every prayer request. We ask that you even read the heart that it came from, Father. You know all of our special needs, and you know the strength that we need. You know where we're weak, Father. And you know, Father God, our upcomings, Father God. You know what's around the corner. So we ask that your Father look upon it. Give your attention to it in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We feel victory already. The obstacles that we had, Father God, we claim in victory because we feel your sweet anointing, your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, ceasing the trouble, Oh, hallelujah. Conquering the fears, helping the wounded. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that none here betray you, but all that we all desire a closer walk with thee, Father God, that we may better please you with our lives, Father God. Bless us to reach, oh, some say reach the unreachable, but Father God, with man things are impossible, but with you all things are possible. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for this faith. Thank you for giving us the strength, Father God, to keep on holding on. Oh, Father, if some have let go your hand, we ask and, oh, Father, return them to the fold, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for this love and this time and space that you've given men that they may repent and return unto you. Help us, Father God, to stay connected to you. Bless us that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. Oh, Father, we want to tell you that we do love you. Another expression of love, Father God. Oh, if some had denied you, oh, let them know, Father God, that they may return unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this lesson this morning. Thank you for this worship this morning. Thank you for confirmation this morning. Thank you for being in the midst. Thank you for letting us know everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, oh, we love you again, Father God. Hallelujah. That's the third expression of love, Father God. So we believe it's complete now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, bless us that you've given us and that you reminded us of. Oh, bless us to take it, Father God, and even let it bless us throughout the day, Father God. Let us be reminded that we have a great, wonderful God, a Savior, oh, an intimate friend, Father, that we can always call upon. Bless us. Bless those that are still trying to make you their choice. Bless them. Let them know time is winding up. Hallelujah. These are another blessing we ask in thy Son's name, Father, our Savior and our brother, in Jesus' name. Thank you for all those that call, for all those that listen in, all those that prayed, everyone that turned aside to consider you, we say thank you in Jesus' name. All those participants, in Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you for the message, the messenger, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and cry all night long, but the Lord will help us win the fight. Oh, we got to
talking about God's goodness to poor, the poor little me. Yeah. I wrote a song saying, Mama, don't leave your little children. And I spy to God, he's not leaving. But today I'm worried about my soul.
Messages.
Yes, sir.
What it makes.
Yeah.
What the best to ever do it, bro, Mike. What the best to ever do it.
Yeah, what the best to ever do it. He's still.